Is anybody on?
And if anyone would like to ask a question, you may press star and then one using a touch-tone telephone. If you decide you would like to withdraw your question, you may press star and then two to remove yourself from the queue. Again, in order to ask a question, please press star and one. Mr. Shearer, our first question comes from Rob Rossi from the Pittsburgh Tribune Review.
Ray, hey, a couple here. Maybe you can start off first, just a little bit of the details of how this deal came together and what you were looking for and being willing to give up a guy like Goligoski.
I had talked to Joe a little bit over the last month or two, but just about several different scenarios, and he'd expressed some interest in a puck-moving defenseman, and really just probably just about two or three days ago, we had another conversation where we actually exchanged the names, and one being Goligoski and one being James Neal, and so to me, a lot of teams have called about Alex in the last couple months, and I've made it clear to every team that I called I was not looking to trade him. Our defense was playing well as a group. The strength of our team was our defense and our goaltending, and in the back of my mind, and if I ever was going to move Alex, it had to be for the right forward. And with James Neal, I think we found that in terms of a young, up-and-coming winger. His best days are ahead of him, and it's difficult to give up Alex. He's won a cup with us here, and he's a really good young defenseman. So they're difficult to give up. But getting Matt Niskanen in the deal was also important to us, especially by trading Alex during the season. And it's hard to get defensemen at this time of the year. So looking forward to having Matt join us. And young guy's only 25 years old, and has had some pretty good years so far in the NHL.
Ray, a couple of years ago, I know that the emergence of some of your younger defensemen, Goligoski specifically, allowed you guys to feel comfortable about moving a guy like Whitney for a winger, and also Tangrady. Was there any player development that really made you feel comfortable with moving a guy like Goligoski to be part of that group?
I think the emergence of Chris Letang, he's certainly taken another step this year. He's a guy we're building around, and when we signed his extension last year, he was not at the level he is right now, but we were hoping when we signed him to that he'd grow into it, which he has, so that's really important. And obviously signing Martin and Mikhailik this offseason to go along with Brooks Orpik, I think he's given us a strong group here, and we've got some other young defensemen that are coming along, but having said that, that's why getting Niskanen in the deal was very important, and another young guy that can play for us right now and help out. And as I said, it's difficult to give up Alex, but when he can get it, there's not many of these young power guys in the game, and Neal and on our list is one of the better ones in the game, and has got some room to grow. And that's why you can get a guy like Neal, and the chance to wait, the opportunity might not be there again. So for both sides, them getting a puck moving guy, getting the power forward and another defenseman, it's made sense for both teams.
Great. In terms of the injuries to your team, and did that change the way you approached the past few weeks with the deadline? And when you look at Neal, who do you long term think his style complements best with on your team in terms of the center?
Yeah, no, the injuries, have not had a lot to do with what I've been looking at. We've had so many guys out, I think 8, 9, 10 forwards, and tonight Paul Martin's out. Hopefully just a day-to-day type of thing, but this is, and plus this is a hockey trade that this is for now plus down the line with both these players, so that's encouraging. And for who Neal might play with, again, I always say it goes to Dan, what he wants to do. He can mix and match with some guys. And we've got some pretty good center icemen here that, when they're healthy, he's going to be able to have a chance to play with and make them all better, I hope.
Do you envision being busy between now and Monday still? And what is your cap situation regarding that?
Cap-wise, we're still in decent shape. We have some room to, to continue to look at some pieces that might help us. But we'll see what happens. We're down at 3 o'clock on Monday. There's a little ways to go here, and we'll let the dust settle here a little bit and get together with the coaches and our scouts again over the next couple of days and continue to work on it, see if we can get better.
Do you have a particular need you guys think you need to address right now, knowing that you have the injuries?
No, I think you're just looking for good players, and if there's a fit, and keeping in mind that, you have a cap situation moving forward. And, so we'll continue to listen. If there's something that makes know, there's so many injuries here, and the guys that we called up that have done a very good job, and it's great to see these guys from Wilkes-Barre get an opportunity, and I think our coaching staff has done a fantastic job. I think Dan's really been really good here with our group, and our goalies have both been good, and, you know, we're getting our points here and there, and, you know, with these guys out, it's pretty encouraging because the work ethic has been there, and, you know, every night, so I'm encouraged by that.
Is there ever a discussion about Tim Crady in this deal, Ray?
I'm not going to talk about other players. So, you know, Eric's a guy we acquired a couple of years ago, and he's made good progress for us, and you know, he's a good player for our organization. So, I'm looking forward to getting him back healthy here. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Our next question comes from Shelley Anderson from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Hey, Ray, I had a two-pronged question. The first was, you mentioned injuries not really playing a part in it, but how much, whether it's this trade or looking ahead to anything you might look at between now and Monday, how much does the unknown quantity of Sidney Crosby, when he might come back, how much does that play into it, or how much has it played into it? And then in terms of Matt Biscayne, did you promise Alex Bolodowski that if you were going to trade him, you'd get another young defenseman from Minnesota in return?
No, and this guy's from Minnesota. There's no guarantee there. So, no, I on the Crosby question, I don't. It's the unknown. So, you know, I'm looking to add different pieces to this hockey team that might make sense short term and long term. Neil and Niskanen being more long term, I think. And, you know, what might be available to now on Monday, I've got a little idea, but, you know, based upon Sid, it's hard to make that determination because I really don't know. So, you know, I think a lot of this goes, Shelley, to what we may want to give up at the end, you know, and I'm not looking to, I haven't been looking to trade our first round pick or anything like that at this point, and, you know, so we'll continue to try to see if we can improve ourselves by Monday, and as I said, I go back, our team's played pretty well and hard, and, you know, we've had a good year for ourselves and had all these injuries, and you know, our top two centers out, and our coach, and our defense, and our work ethic, and guys coming from Wilkes-Barre, they've all done a real good job here, so but I got to try to give them some help, and you know, this trade itself is a hockey deal, and you know, looking forward to Neil and Niskanen adding to our group here moving forward.
Do you know briefly when they can expect them, or a chance for you to be here for practice tomorrow for the game Wednesday?
Yeah, they should, they actually should be here tonight, so I would hope they'd be on the ice tomorrow for practice and be ready to play on Wednesday.
Great, thanks Ray.
No problem, thanks Shelley.
Our next question comes from Scott Burnside from ESPN.com.
Ray, all the good questions are gone, so I'll ask a terrible one now. just to quickly, Niskanen had I think he had 35 points in his sophomore year, sort of tailed off a bit. Is that just a function of, you know, maybe just some of the changes going on in Dallas, and, you know, do you expect he'll get a chance to maybe play some of the some power play time on the second unit or whatever, where we saw Alex playing?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I think so, Scott, and that's the great question is to, you know, he started off, you know, as a 21-year-old in the league, and you know, had two real good years offensively and was a real plus player, and, you know, I know he played with a couple guys that were here in Boucher and Sidor, and you know, I know he played alongside you know, Zubov for a while. He's a right-hand shot that can play the left side, which he might have to do here. He's a guy that can play the second unit of the power play or the first unit if he has to. He can shoot the puck a bit and he killed penalties. He did that early in his career. So I think the thing with Matt is whether it's a confidence issue or maybe just a change might be good for him. That's what I'm hoping. And I think we have a pretty good coaching staff here and pretty positive people. And, you know, we're all U.S., so good for Matt. So that's in his favor. So hopefully he can get back to where he was early in his career and help us out.
One quick follow-up. We've actually seen some hockey trades, which we sometimes don't see all that often, especially at the trade deadline period. We watch it. You see with the Blues and the Avs really make, you know, sort of a bedrock kind of trade there. You making, you know, both teams, Dallas and the Penguins, making moves that, you know, that could have ramifications for a long time, not just for this year. And coincidence, or is this a function of leading into the end of the CBA, or any idea on that?
Yeah, I know you see a lot of these you don't usually see. I mean, especially well before the deadline, it seems there's been a lot of hockey deals here, and I'm not sure the CBA, at least in this deal, never came to consideration. Really, it was really the hockey trade, and as we all know, Pittsburgh, you know, looking for good wings. wingers or whatever, and this seemed to make sense for us. So, you know, I'm really not sure, and I think the, every team's a little bit different, and, you know, I think we'll start to see a lot more of these rental players go here between now and Monday, obviously, and now some of the games go with some of the teams still vying for position, but I think that's, you know, but I think this is really, as you mentioned, Scott, I think this is somewhat out of the ordinary for these hockey deals to happen during the course of the season.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and one. Our next question comes from Kevin Allen from USA Today.
Hey, Ray, thanks for doing this.
No problem.
I want to ask you, obviously, you're taking back players who have commitments for next season, and I wondered, if, particularly in the case of Neil, whether you'd actually, in your mind, kind of, you know, penciled out some money that you were going to pay for a winger in the off season, and whether or not this kind of fits into your, you know, your master plan moving forward.
Absolutely, and I mean that's the reason to do the deal for us is, you know, Neil signed for another year, and we know that the money is. We have an idea as to who might be available come July 1, free agency wise at this point. That's irregardless if they get signed by their team before then. But I mean, this is, as I mentioned, this is a totally different angle for us, and the fact that usually on July 1, we're looking at the market for these, you know, the bit of the older guys, maybe looking at rebounds and would take a discount to play here. This is really the first young winger we've gone out and gotten. I think Kunitz was maybe around 27, 28 when we got Chris, and he's obviously a big addition for us. And Neil being just 23 years old, this is, as I say, the hockey trade that we've been looking for. And I think it'll be a good fit for him here in the long run. And, you know, we get Crosby and Malkin back, and, you know, with Stalzi and guys like this and Kunitz, and, you know, it's a pretty good forward group now. And, you know, he's got, you know, James is, you know, he's shown some real good things in his career as a young guy. He's got to find that consistency and take it to another level over the next few years, and I hope this is a place he can do it.
That's kind of an odd question, but did this injury, you know, allow you to, you know, the room to make this deal? I mean, you could not have made this deal had, you know, Malkin not been injured, could you have?
Correct. Yeah. You know, this is, you know, timing-wise for us, cap-wise for us, it really wasn't a possibility before, and, you know, before these guys were injured, that, you know, at the deadline, we're going to be tinkering around a little bit and maybe looking at a small piece if possible, and that was good because it was fine. We liked our team, and we're playing well, and as I mentioned, this might have been the year we might have done anything, but the number of these injuries, especially the long-term one to Gino, that, you know, with the LTI situation, that gives us an opportunity to make a deal like this, and so hopefully a good came out of a bad.
And I know you've sort of mentioned this before, but I wonder if you could elaborate. You know, your defense has kind of been your staple this year, and as a cohesive unit, they've done pretty well. I mean, how difficult was it to pull the trigger, even though you were getting back exactly what you wanted?
Yeah, really, really hard, Kevin, during the year, and that's why, I Niskanen had to be part of the deal, and we're also chasing the defenseman the rest of the week, which is going to be very difficult to do, and we like Niskanen, so I think that worked well, but, you know, it's hard, and it's a tough one for Dan. You know, Dan had a tough one getting his arms around this one because he really liked Alex, and, you know, I really liked Alex, and, you know, won a cup here, and great kid, and I think, you know, from the Dallas standpoint, I think he's going to be a great addition there. He'll play a higher role than he did here. As I mentioned to him, I think he'll look back a couple years from now, and Dallas will too, and say it's been a good trade for both teams, and, you know, he can play a more prominent role there, maybe offensively. He's always behind here, Gonchar or Letang now, or maybe Paul Martin in terms of minutes, and so I think this will be good for his career, and he's very deserving of it, and he's a heck of a hockey player, and it was a difficult thing, and, you know, when I talked to Joe last night, we kind of got the parameters down pat, and, you know, when you're trading these guys, it's, you know, for both organizations, it's a big deal, and we just said, let's just sleep on this, and we'll talk in the morning, so we both did, and, you know, it's a difficult thing, but you got to make the call, so we both agreed.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Kevin.
Our next question comes from Craig Custance from Sporting News.
Hey, Ray, kind of piggybacking on what Scott asked you, I mean, do you think there's less of an appetite now for the pure rental this time of year, or is it just kind of a coincidence that these deals are seeing?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, it's every team's a little bit different, but this is really, you know, looking back into the trades the last few years, this is the soonest all these deals have happened, and a lot of hockey deals, and but as I mentioned, I think between now and Monday, there'll be plenty of rental guys going, and I hope so some of those shows on Monday can have something to talk about. So I think that's what will probably work out.
And you kind of alluded to it, but there's always been this kind of speculation around Pittsburgh when you guys will get that winger for Sid. I mean, you think that this deal will end that?
I don't know. It's hard to specifically look for just a winger for a certain player because you never know how guys will mesh. I'm not that smart. I just figure you get a few good players and throw them on the ice and they'll figure it out. So he's just another James, another good player to add to our mix, a guy with good size and can skate and shoot the puck and, you know, will play a physical game. And, you know, he's just, as I mentioned, he's not the finished product, which is, you know, he's only 23 and, you know, he's got to find some other parts of his game to take it to the next level. But, you know, that's the challenge for him and that's the excitement for us.
What are those parts that you're looking at him to improve on?
I think with James, it's his inconsistency. It's like any young player, and it's no different than with Alex as a young player. I mean, a couple of years ago, finding that consistency, he found it this year, and he's been a really good player for us. And Alex, I think, is 25 or something. James is 23, and, you know, as a forward, you know, we've really liked what we've seen in James. He's right near the top of our list of any young power forward in the league, and to be able to add him is a real good addition for us moving forward. But I think, as I said, the excitement for us is he's 23 years old, the unfinished product. What can we do with him? What can he do with his own career here to really, you know, turn in from a 28-goal scorer to something else to really take off? And we'll see in time how it does. But, you know, he's certainly got that ability and talent. And I don't know him personally. I've talked to plenty of people that know him and vouch for his character and work ethic. So, as I said, we're excited about that.
Thanks, Ray.
And we have time for one more question. This comes from Tim Benz from WXDX.
Ray, since you brought up the topic of helping our talk shows out and giving us stuff to talk about, I'll give you this one here. I mean, there's already people on the talk shows and things of that sort saying that this is a deal that you wouldn't have made at this time unless you were still very optimistic about Sid coming back for the rest of the year. Can you address that? Is there any validity in adding 1-1 and getting 2 there?
No, not at all. I have no inside information on Sidney Crosby, honestly, as to whether he's coming back. And this is, Tim, for me, this is a deal I would have done in the summertime, I'd do now, to get James Neal and obviously with Niskanen. And I believe it's a good hockey deal for us. And so as we move forward, it's not just for this year, it's for moving forward the next few years and adding these players. So especially with our forward group, as we talk, looking for, you know, I think I've read it a couple times that we're looking for a winger, or I got to find a winger. So this is a step in the right direction. And this is, as I mentioned, Tim, a hockey deal that makes sense for us in the short term and the long term, regardless of who is, you know, whether Gino's back or Sid's back or whatever. This will be, you know, moving forward, a good deal for us.
And pushing forward for the rest of the year for your guys in the locker room, I mean, some guys are saying it would be an extreme show of confidence on your part if you didn't make a move, and then others said it would be an extreme show of confidence if you did make a move. I mean, how do you think this goes over in the locker room, and do you think you're actually showing a lot of confidence in your guys saying, I'm going to try to make you one step better, even though we do have so many guys dive on?
No, that's a good point. I just don't buy into that much in terms of showing the guys something. I mean, as I mentioned, if we didn't have these injuries, I might not be doing anything because I'm going to show the guys that, you know, A, we don't have cap room, and B, they're doing a good job. So, but in this case, you know, I mentioned earlier that I think our group has worked extremely hard this year against, you know, it's adverse circumstances, and guys have stepped up and played well. And in my job, Dan's job is to get the most out of the players, which I think he's doing, and my job is to try to complement the best I can. And, you know, through some of these injuries, you know, unfortunately, we've had some fortune to have some cap space and, you know, look to make a hockey deal, which we did today, and we'll see what we can do between now and then to, you know, our goal is to get into the playoffs, and once we get there, you know, people see they have Malkin out for the year or, you know, Crosby's still out. Well, you know, my goal is we're gonna make the playoffs, and we're gonna be a hard team that is gonna give some teams some problems. So that's what we're gonna look to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for attending today's conference.